It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right, needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 97 yards.
Now here's your host, John Schmel.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. That's our phone number. Give us a call, or you can send in your questions on Twitter, the hashtag Giants Chat. Good morning, everybody. My name is John Schmelk. You're listening to Big Blue Kickoff Live, which comes your way every weekday morning at 10 a.m. on Giants.com. Realize we start a little bit late today. I apologize. We had the great Phil Sims in our studio recording some great Bigelow Tea commercials, which is one of our fine sponsors here. So a little bit late to the mic. I apologize, but we'll go to 11 later if we keep getting calls. And, of course, the big news of the day, of yesterday, really, Victor Cruz has finally signed that long-term contract. He will be a member of the New York Football Giants for a very, very, very long time. Six-year contract. Reports are that six-year contract worth around $46 million. It was a five-year extension worth $43 on top of the $2.9 million tender, which that's how you get to the six-year $43 million deal. So obviously a big contract with Victor Cruz. If you take it as a five-year deal, he gets a little bit over $8 million, which is where we thought this thing would eventually land. If you take the tender into consideration, it's a little less than $8 million, which is less than where I thought it was going to land. But Victor was here yesterday, and I had a chance to interview him on Giants.com. You can check out that interview, and I'll play it back at some point during the show as well. Victor's very happy. He doesn't feel like he took a below-market value contract. He's thrilled. He's very excited to be a member of the Giants, and it should be a very, very good time for the Giants and Victor Cruz. The two going to be together for a very long time moving forward. So this was the last big piece of offseason business the Giants had to get done. They got it done. And now they look forward to training camp, which is about 2 weeks away. And the Giants are going to be ready to roll in 2013. Obviously, a lot of people are now asking about Hakeem Nicks, whose contract's up to after next year. The Giants will figure that out once the season is over. And they will go from there. 201-939-4513. Obviously, a good deal for the Giants, a good deal for Victor Cruz. They both got it done. Victor Cruz, $15 million guaranteed. He won't play this 1 year on that one-year tender, which is not a guaranteed contract. So he gets security. The Giants get their big-time wide receiver. Everybody goes home pretty happy. Let's get right to our phone calls. I'm thinking we're going to have a lot of happy Giant fans out there today at 201-939-4513. Let's start with Calvin in New York. Calvin, what's going on, pal? How are you? Calvin, you got me? Calvin? Calvin, are you there? Oh, wait, hold on. Wait a second. I think that's Calvin.
Welcome back.
Hey, what's
welcome
up, Calvin?
Back.
How are you? Thanks, man.
And I want to talk about the supplemental draft that's coming up on July 11th.
Okay.
Because I'm always thinking about how the Giants can get better as a team.
All right, I appreciate that.
I was looking at the cornerback, Damon Smith. He looks like the Giants need to add him to their cornerback for the secondary. He's a fast guy. He looks like a big hitter, and I think the Giants need to get more aggressive in the secondary.
Now, where are they saying? I got to admit, I haven't done a ton of research on the supplemental draft. Where are they saying Damon Smith? What type of draft pick round are you going to have to sacrifice to pick him in that draft? Are we talking like a 3, or are we talking more like a 6?
More like a 6. Or listen, I look at it like this. I look for player when I look at certain players, I look at what can they bring to the team, not about how far or how short the draft pick is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but remember, you have to match up value of the pick with the player as well.
Right. Okay. So Let's say if DeMond Smith is a sixth-round value, right? I look at him with under the tutelage of Corey Webster, and then we brought back Aaron Ross, you know, and they can teach him how to play the game, but he'll just be a better physical addition to the secondary. That's how I'm looking at it.
No, look, I hear you, and the Giants could always use better players in the secondary, more corners for that matter, and youth back there. Because right now you have Corey Webster, Terrell Thomas, Aaron Ross. These guys aren't exactly spring chickens out there in the secondary.
Right.
Granted, you got Prince and Hosley, who are both third-year guys. So, well, Hosley's a second-year guy, Prince a third-year guy. So, obviously you can always use more youth. But, look,
right.
he's only 5'11". He went to a couple of small schools. If the Giants
right.
think that he can play, might they use a sixth or seventh rounder on him if they think that he might be worth more than that? Sure. But, frankly, I think the Giants are pretty happy with their set of corners. They have Hosley. They got Prince. T2's coming off of surgery. Aaron Ross is back. Webster's still here. They like the undrafted free agent Charles James, who they've had on the roster for a little bit. So I think the Giants are pretty happy with the cornerback situation. But if Mark Ross and Jerry Reese think they're getting a third or fourth round talent for a sixth round pick, they'll certainly make that selection in the supplemental draft.
Here's my issue.
Yeah.
Is the Giants going to start Hosley and Prince at the starting corners? Because
now Webster's going to start.
Was last year that. Repeatedly, Webster got, you know, exposed for his speed repeatedly. And then you bring Terrell Thomas in. I know he hasn't played in the last 2 years, but I'm concerned about his ACL.
Webster's also, remember, Webster played last year with a bad hamstring and a broken hand for most of the year.
Right. But he still was our starting corner.
Right.
So my concern is, is this going to be a problem with when you have these younger, faster wide receivers that's coming out the draft or these younger players that's coming out the draft? My concern always was with Webster, not in zone defense, but when he plays man-to-man defense and they're running a fly route, that they run down the field past him and they get behind him. That's my concern, my number one concern.
Hey, look, this is going to be a big year for Webster. He has to show the Giants that at 31, he's not in a decline, and last year was more of a blip on the radar than a sign of things to come. Can I guarantee he's going to have a bounce-back year? I can't do that. I think he's going to be better. Do I think he's a legit shut-down, quote-unquote, corner? No, I don't think he's quite to that level, but I think he'll give you a better production at that corner spot than you'll get out of Hosley, Ross, or Terrell Thomas if you play any one of those three guys outside.
Okay. What's your number? Okay. I understand.
All right, Calvin, I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. 201-939-4513. And this guy has been waiting to give the Giants an A-plus grade on this offseason. I think now he can finally do it. Can't you, Len, in Maryland?
Hey, how you doing, John? Welcome back.
Good morning, Len. How are you?
Good. Excited, happy. Are those two good words for us this morning? I think that's probably true of all Giants fans. Congratulations to Victor. Great to have him back. And you hit it right on. What a 6-month body of work by that Giant administration. getting some players together for Tom to work with. And I think it's just great. He's really had Reese has just had a terrific offseason. I mean, you know, if Justin Pugh starts at starts at right tackle on that first night, I mean, it goes to A-plus, John.
Yeah, no question. But, look, Len, we had talked about this the whole offseason. People are calling. They're like, oh, just give Victor his money. Just give him his money. Don't worry about it. Now, this is why the Giants just didn't give Victor the money. They waited. They were patient. They worked this exactly the way they were supposed to work it. They don't, you know, stretched themselves out in terms of the cap. They were very reasonable, very responsible. Victor's here. He's happy. The Giants have him under a reasonable deal, and this is the best-case scenario for everybody involved. We've been saying it was going to happen all offseason. It was just a matter of when, and Cruz finally decided, look, I'm tired of waiting. I don't want this to stretch out anymore. I'm not going to hold out. I don't want to play under the tender, so I guess I have to take what the Giants are offering me, and that's why the Giants handled this perfectly from the get-go.
Well, I think Victor got some good advice, and while it's a reasonable deal for the Giants,